your gambling losses. Then I don't see you have a problem. All you have to do is keep supplying your brother with food and water, and everyone will be happy. Your gambler will go after easier prey by and by. What's his name? I thought I saw a faint blush, but it was such a phantom wave of color I couldn't be sure. It made me think she knew where her brother was, all right. Dominic Bogdanovich. And if it were just my brother, I wouldn't mind. Not so much, I mean, since he was gambling and he has to take his chances, but they're threatening my mother, and that's where I need your help. I thought perhaps you could explain to Mr. Bogdanovich, get him to see that he should leave my mother alone. I busied myself with my pipe again. Your brother shouldn't bet with Bogdanovich unless he can stake the San Joaquin Valley. I believe that's all Dominic doesn't own at this point. What did your brother put up? She watched me consideringly. I knew that look. It was the kind I used when I wondered if a Chinook would accept my bait. A ring, she finally said. An old diamond and sapphire ring that had been in Mother's family for 100 years. My brother knows he'll get it when she's dead, and she could die tomorrow. I don't know. She's very ill and in a nursing home. So he anticipated events. Anticipated events. I like that. It showed a certain thoughtfulness with the language and the people. And what about your brother? I mean, does he have a name? Or do we do this whole thing incognito? She studied me again. No, I can see you need his name. It's, Richard. Is that his first or his last name? And do you have the same last name, or should I call you something else? You can call me Miss Felstein. Naomi Felstein, and that would be Richard's last name, too. And your mother is Mrs. Felstein, and your father is Mr. Felstein. Was. She gave a tight little smile, the first I'd seen, and not any real sample of what she could do if she were in the mood. He's been dead for some years now. And what is it you want me to do for you, Miss Felstein? Shoot Dominic Bogdanovich? He's got a lot of backups, and I might run out of bullets before he ran out of people to send after me. One black-gloved finger traced a circle on the arm of the chair. Maybe you could see Mr. Bogdanovich and explain to him about my brother not owning the ring. I mean, or maybe you could talk my brother into coming out of hiding. He won't listen to me. Sure, I could talk to Bogdanovich. He and I were good pals. Sure we were. And my words carried a lot of weight with him, about as much as maggots listening to protests from a dead body. I didn't like it, any of it. I didn't believe her story, and I didn't believe in her brother. I was pretty sure she didn't have a brother, or if she did, Bogdanovich had never heard of him. But it was the day after Easter, and I'd been too savvy to let myself get suckered by the Easter bunny, so I owed the rubes one. I gave her my usual rate, $25 a day and expenses, and told her I'd need some upfront money. She opened the little black bag without a word and lifted 10 20s from a stash in the zipper compartment with the ease of a dealer sliding off queens to send you over the top in 21. She gave another ghostly smile. I'll wait for you here, in case you have no success with Mr. Bogdanovich and want me to take you to my brother. I'll call you, Miss Felstein. That seemed to confuse her a little. I'd rather you didn't wait in my office. I'll call you. Reluctantly, she wrote a number on a piece of paper and handed it to me. Her script was bold and dark, the writing of a risk taker. Oh, yeah, her brother lost some big ones to Dominic Bogdanovich, all right. A guy like Bogdanovich doesn't start his rounds until the regular working stiffs are heading home for a drink. If I was lucky, I'd make it to his place before he went to bed for the day. But when I'd wound my way up Laurel Canyon to Ventura, where Bogdanovich had a modest mansion on a cul-de-sac, I found he'd become the kind of guy who doesn't make rounds any time of day. He was slumped against the door leading from the garage to the house. He looked as though he'd felt tired getting out of the car and decided to sit down for a minute to catch his breath, but had fallen asleep instead. It was just that he'd taken the kind of nap where 6 small caliber bullets give you a permanent hangover. I felt his face and wrists. He'd been dead a while. If I had a look around without calling the cops, it wasn't going to halt the wheels of justice any.